Good morning. We as Christians are blessed with a view of life that differs from the normal path. People in the world see things different than we see it. We are to see the world as not just the place that we live, and the place we are, but as a temporary home. To see it as a place that we are just at for now. We want to end up somewhere else. So we can't help be a part of the world as we live in it. I think to say that we separate ourselves all the time is incorrect. I think to say that being part of this world as we are here is a true statement. We live in it. We deal with people that are in it. There's people we care about that are in it that may not be in this room. So to have that, we want to be their guide. We want to be somebody that can take them with us. I say that as an imperfect man and as an imperfect human, that a lot of times that we think we should be infallible. I think to fail is part of the Christian life. And I think the most glorious thing in that whole deal is the fact that God has given us forgiveness. So when we make those mistakes, and I do say mistakes, we're able to recover from that mistake and be set back on the right path. Not just to have a mistake that takes us down into a hole. And I've always described hell as a place that is, as Mike does, as wailing and gnashing of teeth. For me, I think of hell when I think of it as a hole. And some place I never want to be. So we have to choose that path to lead people where we want to go. To choose that path, not only to choose, but to help people choose. And to set them on the right way. Help them find the right way. Choose the path. I'm a big Indiana Jones fan. I like those movies. And in one of those movies it says, choose wisely. For an incorrect choice will be death. Well, that sums up the Christian life. Choose wisely. For an incorrect path will bring death. Not death of just your eternal body, which we know are our body here, our physical body, which we know will leave us. It is just a moment of time. But the fact that we would lose our soul into that hole if we do not choose wisely. In Proverbs 4:18 it says, "But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter under the perfect day." Now, are you the shining sun? When you go out into the world, is that how people address you, as the shining sun? You are the beacon that they follow. Because I think it is very easy to follow the sun. In a winter that we have had, where I could not wait for warm weather to occur, the very first day it got a little more than warm, I struggled to not say, "Man, is it hot." All right, and I didn't. I said, one time I overcame it, kept my mouth shut, actually rolled down the windows and enjoyed the heat of the day. It gets hot. We know that. But to enjoy a little bit of sunshine on a beautiful day when you can roll down the windows of wherever you're driving, you open the windows of your house and enjoy a little bit of that is a great thing. Now all this comes from someone who will not camp. So when I say I really enjoy the windows open, I do enjoy the windows open. But I like to close them in my house at night. The just. In this it says, "But the path of the just is like a shining sun." The just is a powerful description of a righteous way. To be just in your actions. I talk a lot about the way I approach things. I see Christ in a lot of different lights. Some of the things you read, some of the things you study, when you learn about Christ, some of the things that have always impressed me the most are the way He dealt with things here. Knowing that He could have done so many other things. I use the righteous anger thing a lot. Because when Christ threw the money changers down, I have a very vivid picture of that in my head, of Him clearing out this church. and the place where the money changers were set up to do business inside the sanctum. The huge, huge image of that. I see Christ with his mother as a young kid, just sitting there talking to his mom. You know, these kind of things are what helps me get closer, because I can see him doing the things that I would do. Somebody that maybe sought out his father on earth to help him build something. As a guy that's not handy, that needs help with tools. You know, those of you that are handy, good for you. I'm somebody that supports the economy, I say, and if I can't fix it, which most of the time I can, I have to call somebody that can. When I don't know how to do something, first I'll ask Dad. And then when he says I'd call a plumber, that's usually the direction I go. To have that, to be able to ask your dad, I see Christ talking to his parents here on earth. And to know that he once lived in a body like we live in, but yet was unfallible and unsinning and was perfect, is a tremendous thing and a goal to have. That is a shining, bright and shining path. Following the path and finding a path is a different thing. You're able to follow a path at any time. We go on vacations where I drive. Sometimes we take the right road. Sometimes I turn around. I am very, very good at making a U-turn. And the fact that I'm that good at it, they actually count them when we go on vacation. So I don't, either don't follow direction very well, or I punch in the wrong place and we go down the wrong path a lot, so I can turn around and go and have a subject for my talks. But the U-turn, to find the right direction, it's what we all want to do. It's not just a fact of we want to be someone that always heads the right way. We want to go the right direction. We want to go the right direction here. We want to go the right direction wherever we are. Because the correct path leads us where we want to be. How do you find that path? You know, as you grow up, as you're coming into your own mind, from the place where parents have always told you to do it, to the place of where you need to start figuring it out on your own. But parents still want to tell you how to do it. Okay, we separate at some point in that. Just as becoming part of this church and being baptized and choosing your moment to be baptized is your decision. It's not your parents' decision, it's your decision. Now your parents, we love you. We want you here and we want you part of Christ's family so that we know that you're safe. It's not just about being baptized, becoming a brother in the church. We know that when you're baptized, you've made that decision to follow Christ and that you're safe and you're with us. And as a parent, there is no greater safety than that. You still worry when everyone goes out and does their thing, but you know that your kids are safe. And you pray that as long as they continue down the path that God sets before us, that we are able to have that safety in our mind. Now, I am a guy that waits up for his kids. Whether you choose to do that or not is your own business. I wait up. I can't sleep until I see them come in the door. At least I can't sleep good. I might not off in the chair, but I'm in that chair when they get home. Somebody's awake. My biggest fear is that I would be asleep and they would need me. And I don't want to have that on my conscience. So for me to sit up and wait and lose a little sleep in my life is not that big of a deal. Sometimes that path that you look at seems to be full of baloney. All right? Liars, hypocrites, people that say one thing and do another. Now I think what's good is we stand up here and we have members that share. I think when we have members that share, we have people that necessarily aren't set on a pedestal. We're set at an even pace. So you know that we have anger. You know that we make mistakes. You know that we don't always get along. I will tell you that I love my sister, and there are times that she drives me crazy. I'm 46 years old, and there are days when I just wish I could just give her a shake. You know, we've been together. She's 8 years older than I am, and I'm sure she says the same things back, which makes it a lot easier for me to say it out loud. And I've never been disappointed in my sister. I don't understand it. I'm sure she feels the same. We want to find that right path. When you say that there's a path of hypocrites before you, okay, I think when you present yourself to people, it's important to present yourself. I get mad. I vocalize my anger. I don't back away from it, and I come directly at you. If anyone has to experience that in here, I'm not scared. And I address a problem as it comes up in my mind. Now that being said, is that always the right thing to do? Nope. Absolutely not. Should really sometimes just shut your mouth and think about it. Happens. If I think I'm on the right path, I go that path. In John 2 and 9 it says, "He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness until now. Because I am mad at you does not mean I will continue to be mad at you. I am upset with my son, my wife, my daughter. I don't continue to stay upset with my son, my wife, my daughters. I'm mad, it goes." All right. They too would tell you they share in that happiness in our family. That's what a family is. People that share their true feelings, people that don't hide back from anything, but let each other share in their feelings so that they have a good life together. If you're just starting out in a marriage, you want to make it important to share your life. Don't hold back a cruddy day. Talk about a cruddy day, but make sure that you share a good day. Because it's important. Because the good days will always outnumber the bad. But the bad ones stick in your memory. So it's important to share. Now we say we lead the way down this path. Christians are to be the bright and shining light that leads the way. A good leader starts you in a direction. Be it man or woman, they start you in a direction. They teach you a method to go down a path. They send you in a direction so that you at least start the right way. I've talked about this before where in mowing, a cemetery. Dad wants to make the first loop. He wants to make that first loop so we wouldn't ram the mower into the fence. But he wants to make that first loop so that we have a good path to follow. The path that he sees to follow. As a parent, that's what you do. Christ gives us a path. A very strong path. He sends us in the direction, doesn't he? He has given us a path to follow, a path to follow through the Bible, a path of study, a path of elders, a path of friends that help us down that path. They start us in direction. The best part about a good leader is he starts you in that direction, he gives you the tools to walk down that road, she gives you the tools to walk down that road, then they step away and they let you do it. All right? It's not a thumb-on job. Somebody that has their thumb on you and pushes you down the road is not a leader. That's someone with their thumb on you, dragging you along the purpose they think they need to get you to. You are to get help, be set in a direction, and then stay on that path. And when you vary from that path, a good leader is going to step forward and say, "Hey, we need to turn this a little bit because you're going crooked." That's a good leader. Somebody that brings you back in a path, keeps you set on your way. If you question direction, if you wonder what we are doing, if you sit in the car with me and we're supposed to be going into a city and all you see are cornfields, you should question the direction we're going. I know the sun sets and the sun rises. I know that's east and west. But I could be going this way, and the sun's coming up, and I'll think we're going east, and it makes no difference. We'll still be lost. If you question the path, if you question the direction of that path, bring it up. Ask someone. Don't just let it go. Ask someone so that you can get the correct information you need. Sometimes, especially in the job I'm in, we have too many chiefs, but not enough Indians. which means we have too much directions and not enough people doing the job. At some point, somebody has to dig in. If you were scared to dig in, that's really when you need to dig in. Sometimes being held back from anything is what helps you become lost. Because you were scared to ask that one question, because you were scared to do that one thing that maybe puts you right back on the right path, a simple question. You didn't want to appear stupid. You didn't want to feel dumb. You didn't want to be the one that asked that question and drug the meeting out. You didn't want to be the one that asked what we thought everybody knew. You know, those are the things that get you lost. Asking a question, being in part of the direction of your life. Asking those questions of someone that leads you. Asking a question of the eldership when you don't know the answer. Those are things that keep you on the path. Simple questions. I think everyone would rather have a question asked than to see someone be lost or leave and never come back. And it could be as simple as, I don't understand this. Not a tough thing. Ask those questions. Though you have direction, and this is back to my vacation plans, though you have direction and think you know the way, you still need a map. You still need the direction that we have. As Christians, we're given the Bible as that map. 1 John 2:8, it says, "Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining." Now, the true light of Christ is already shining. So we already have a path. We have something given to us in a roadmap of the Bible. We have a way to get where we're going. I do a few things and exercises on when I hire and when we bring people into our organization. And we have a test that we take with a lot of set questions that are supposed to bring us to an answer. A lot of times the questions make no sense. There are a section of questions that, when we bring them up, help us to discern whether the people are ready to go as an employee for us or not. And what those, we call those the definitely's or the maybes. If we ask you a question and your answer is maybe, do you want to go have dinner? Maybe. Do you want to go have lunch? Maybe. Do you want to go have dinner? Maybe. If the answer above those is definitely to all those, then we're looking at the right person for what I'm trying to hire. I want somebody that's going to make a choice and go forward. Okay, if the answer is maybe, there's always a good reason. It doesn't make you any less of a person. If you ask maybe, you're concerned that where you go to dinner is going to be no good. You know, maybe you're concerned that you're going to have meatloaf for dinner. I don't like meatloaf. Maybe it's going to be meatloaf and peas, which just pretty much pushed the whole meal right off the edge of the boat. I don't like either one of those. So I shouldn't have probably said, definitely I'm going. But the fact if I say definitely, you live with the consequences of your actions. Somebody that can make a choice and makes a choice fast doesn't mean it's always a bad choice. It just means it's a choice made when you're ready to accept what is going to happen to you. I am, sadly enough, a definitely, which has been good and not good. Of the things that the definitely has been good, I definitely knew when it was time to be baptized. I made that decision. I definitely knew I was going to marry my wife. Now, she's probably been saying maybe for a lot longer than my definitely was. But still, I knew I was going to do it. When we make decisions, the decisions you make affect you, right? All the time. So when you make a decision, if you are a definitely, if you are an absolutely, if you make decisions, the only difference between yourself and somebody that says maybe is that you have made the decision that whatever happens after you've said, definitely I'm going for it, absolutely I'm going for it, whatever happens after that, you can live with that decision. you know that the consequences of whatever happens are on you. You can live with that. Someone says maybe wants to know those consequences. There's nothing wrong with that. Those are two good people. One appears to know the answer, and you're already choosing in your mind which one you are. You could say, well, you know, somebody that says definitely just goes for it. Okay, then you're maybe. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Having someone that plans for things ahead of them is a great situation. Because those people help guys like me when we go the wrong way. All right? We need that. Sometimes you need planning and direction. The right choice is made with knowledge. Now that knowledge can come to you quickly, that knowledge can come to you slowly. Some people are baptized very young. Some people are baptized later. I think I was 20-something. I don't remember at this point. I was in my 20s before I made that decision to be baptized and become a member. You make that choice with knowledge. Lowell studied with me for I don't know how long before I actually made that choice to be baptized. It took a while. Didn't just go. And at that point, I was still a definite. But he knew it was the smart thing that I needed some learning, and he kind of twisted that into a little bit of the maybe, so I went the right direction and studied long enough before I did it. It's important that you know where you're going. Christians, as we stand up in these rooms, we are imperfect but saved. And the greatest thing about that is that we're given that blessing of life so that we can go on beyond this one to live eternally with Christ in heaven. Now we have that opportunity that we're given. Not because we're so much better. Not because we're perfect people here on earth. Not because we never get angry. Not because we never do anything wrong. We're given that blessing because we believe. In Christ, we need to be a definitely. We need to be an absolutely. We need to be that shining light. You can go into a room where a light bulb is on and it doesn't light up the room. You can go into another room where a light bulb is on and it covers the entire place in light. It opens the entire room up so that you can see. It has nothing to do about the size of the bulb. It has everything to do about the power and the glow that that bulb has. The shine of it. Philippians 2:15 says that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without default in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among you who shine lights, among who you shine like lights in the world. Let's try that one more time. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among who you shine like lights in the world. We are to be the shining light. Not just a bulb that's on. You're to be the shining light that guides people. Now your own way of guiding people is yet to be determined. If you don't know it, we ask that you try to shine. I took a quote from a movie that I'm going to use as part of my close. And if you just listen, I would appreciate it. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve your God. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, Our presence automatically liberates others. As a shining light in Christ, we ask that you become part of His family and that you let your light shine. You don't hide it. You can still be humble. You can still be meek and have a bright light that glows. To be the most noticed person in the room doesn't mean you're the brightest light. To have that light shining on the back where you need it, where it glows, where it shows a path, where it is a lantern that takes you where you need to be, is what being a Christian is. Now we go into the guy, we offer the gospel invitation today to anyone that's not in Christ's family that would like to either learn more about Christ's family or become part of it. If there is something the church can do for you also, please rise as we sing the last hymn.